Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God.
Amen. Father God, we are just thankful this morning. You woke us up, caused us to see another day that we've never seen before.
Thank you.
Father, you have done all things for us. And we want to thank you today, Lord. We want to thank you today, Lord, that we say that, Lord, our tongues is anointed today, Lord, to preach your gospel, Lord, because, Lord, you have anointed us. So, Lord, we just come to thank you, Lord. We just come to thank you, the Lord, today for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of might, the spirit of a quick understanding. So, Lord, I give you praise, O Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have made us holy and unblameable before you in love. We thank you today, Lord, we've been accepted in the beloved, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have redemption through the blood and forgiveness of sin according to grace. Thank you, Lord, that we are saved by your grace this morning, Lord. We say that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, amen. Lord, you made us known to us the mystery of your will. Lord, we have obtained an inheritance after the counsel of your own will, Lord. I've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have set us far above all principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. I'm filled with the knowledge of your wisdom, will, and spiritual understanding, Lord. I'm fruitful in every good work, Lord. I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. I'm strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. And Lord, we just want to thank you for blessing this service this morning. We give praise, we give honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. They are in a testimony. I believe Psalms 66 and 16 says, declare what the Lord has done for you. Is there somebody who want to declare what the Lord has done for your soul? Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister Faith.
Praise and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that died for us, and he shed his innocent blood for our guilty blood. And he had cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And I just thank him for being holy this morning because he is holy. Righteous because he is righteous. I just thank him that he kept us safe throughout the week. All my husband, my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren, and my family, my brothers, and my sisters. I just thank you, Lord Jesus,
for conference.
Your Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. For you are truth and there are no lies found in you. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus.
You
give praise, glory, and honor for all that you do for us, all you're going to do for us. Thank you for blessing everyone this morning, Lord, on Facebook, live, and online.
Amen. Amen. Somebody has got a testimony. You need to testify what God has done for you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise
thank
God.
Thank you. Praise God. Good morning. Another day. Give honor to God, my Lord and Savior. Pastor Page, the General. And we want to thank God for just waking me up this morning, closing my right mind. Thank God for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire, a determination and a desire to serve God in these last and evil days. Thank God for my children and grandchildren. Thank God for all he has done and all he's doing. Devil trying to stop my shine, but he can't stop my shine. Thank God for all that God has restored. And God has opened doors. 5 days from now, God is going to reopen our business back. And I just thank God for that. Waited 5 years for this. Just thank God for all that he's done. Relocated me out here. Give me like Abraham, brought me from one place to another. And I thank God for all that he's done. And still that was fire to serve God. We just lift up the name of the Lord. Thank God for all he's done. Thank God for my cousin, seeking the Holy Ghost, being saved, going to be baptized in Jesus' name today or next Sunday. He'll be baptized in Jesus' name, him and his daughter. So I just want to thank God for that. And we just give God the praise. We got so much to praise God for. I just thank God for all he's done. Pray about scripture to the Lord and pray for you.
Amen. We just thank God for the testimonies going forth today. That we want to tell God, amen, thank you. You know, we all need to learn how to thank God. So I just thank God today, amen, for all he's done for me, what he's done for our families. And we give praise to God for his undying love, undying mercy. That I just thank God for it, amen.
Amen.
I appreciate God, amen. Thank God for the revival that went on, amen. All the week, amen. Amen. Be tonight. You need to come for the revival tonight, amen. At 774-220-4000. And we want to thank God for it, amen.
Amen.
I forgot the access code 120-110-69#. Join for the revival. Thank God that we had for the pre-vote song last night. Amen. Gave a good word last night. Amen. Letting us know about all of the false prophets. We got a lot of false prophets going on in the world today. And thank God, amen, that he wanted to let us know that beware. Because the false prophets, amen.
Amen.
This is the thing we do. We have to watch out. A lot of stuff is going on today. And because all of these things are going on, amen, you got to beware. Amen. So I just thank God for the prophets and thank God for there's one person to week. Amen. He wanted the Holy Ghost. So thank God for him, amen, that people are searching out, want to find God, amen. And so thank God that people are wanting to find God. And so praise God, amen. I don't know what's happening to everything this morning, but praise God, amen. A live video don't want to work today. Amen. The internet might not be working. Praise God. So I just praise God anyhow. Amen. Yeah, we're going to give a word out today. Amen. You got opening scriptures for us, Mr. Page?
Call recording is off. Call recording is on.
And finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Then put on the whole armor of God, and ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, through the scheme. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Therefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your long, girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shine with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to twist all the fiery dots of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, to the word of God.
And amen.
I remember you, because God has this to read and hear the word, and I read Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 17.
Amen. What does it say again, Nate? What did you say again? That's just the page.
I and my brothers be strong in the Lord and the power of his name. and put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles and the schemes of the devil.
Amen. Well, praise God, praise God. I don't know what's happening this morning. Amen. Can't get things going. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, I guess we got to preach the word anyway.
Amen.
Amen. That's the thing about it. We're just trying to ask some people to come on this morning. Don't know why this thing is not working. But either way, amen. Praise God. Amen. Nevertheless, amen, we got to preach the word. Amen. So thank God for the word. Let's turn to your book. I got a word this morning for you. Because, amen. Amen. Got a word this morning, Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Amen. Praise God. That is strange. That is strange this morning. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 2. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it says, and his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And then when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had filled the days, as they returned, the child tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew it not. Luke chapter 2, verse 44 now. And they supposed him that had been in the company went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Amen. Amen. I just like to turn your attention today, amen. Verse 44. On verse 44 it says, and they supposed him to have been in the company. They supposed him to be in the company. Amen. I just like to, for a thought this morning, are you sure he's with you? Are you sure that he's with you? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Here Joseph and Mary goes up to the Passover feast, and they took Jesus with them. Mm-hmm. Jesus went with them to the feast.
Amen.
And after the feast was over, they decided they was going to return back home. But after they started back home, they didn't take time to look to see was Jesus in their company. And they thought that he was with them. But he wasn't with them, amen.
Amen.
And so when they got back home, they found out Jesus wasn't with them. A lot of us in life today, we suppose that Jesus is with them, but we don't know for sure. And the question would be today, are you sure that he's with you?
Amen.
That's the question I would like to ask anyone today. Are you sure he's with you?
Amen.
You know, sometimes you can think he's with you, but sometimes you might wake up and find out that Jesus is not in your company.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And it would be a bad thing to go all the way back, go all the way when you get to the door of the kingdom, and all of a sudden you look back and then you recognize that Jesus is not with you. What a sad state of being it would be that you made this long journey And then after you get to the end of things, you find out Jesus is with you. But the question would come, are you sure that he's with you?
Amen.
You see, you got to make sure that Jesus is with you, because in today's time and the way things that are going now, you better make sure Jesus is with you.
Amen.
We know that Jesus is soon to come. Amen. It's not a matter that he's coming, but he's soon to come. But have you gotten yourself ready for the coming of the Lord? Amen.
Amen.
When you look around in the world today, you see all the different things that's going on, and you see false prophets out today, and you see all those things going on. All the signs are here that he's about to come. There are plagues over the land. We realize we got this virus going on, that all kind of plagues going on, and we got a virus, but we got all of this stuff going on, and here we are today, nearing the time of his coming. But you got to look at yourself and see, ask yourself, am I ready for the coming of the Lord? You know, God has not appointed us to wrath, amen, his wrath, but to obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. But if you haven't received Jesus Christ, amen, that means that you are the one that's counted out, because he's not with you. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Because I'm the way, and if I'm not with you, then you might not get there, because I'm the way. If you don't take me along with you, you can't get in, because I'm the door. I'm the door that stands between you and the heavenly gate, and because I'm the door, if I'm not with you, then you can't get in. And so we don't want to make this journey and then realize Jesus is not with you. It would be kind of bad to get to the door and all of a sudden you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
I got locked outside a few minutes ago. And I was back at the door trying to get in. And even though I was back at the door trying to get in, I couldn't get in, and I beat on the door. And after a while, somebody realized he'd been gone quite a while. And being that he's been gone quite a while, he's not back yet. So there must be something wrong. But the problem was that I couldn't get in the door. And the reason I couldn't get in the door, I didn't have the key.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, in order to get in the door, you got to have the key. And Jesus is your key in order for you to get into the door. But are you sure he's with you? Because he might be just like I was a few minutes ago. I've gotten to the door, but I don't have the key with me to get in the door. And Jesus is the key to the door, amen. And see, if Jesus is with you, that means you got the key to get in. But if you don't have the key, you're going to be locked outside. I would hate for we to go on all this journey and then not get in.
Amen.
Sad consequences.
Yeah.
Of not checking to see if Jesus is really with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sad consequence. Finding out that Jesus is not with me. But I thought he was with me.
Yeah.
You know, somebody told me he was with me. But I didn't know for sure that he was with me. But anytime you're not for sure, you need to go back and look. What do I mean, go back and look? You need to go back and look at the scriptures to make sure that Jesus is with you, because, you see, the scripture will let you know whether or not he's with you. This is the time, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear so much going on today. You know, you hear about kids, children killing kids, children killing children. Right here in Arlington, a 17-year-old and a 13-year-old got killed. They got guns in the hand. Being shot by a 16-year-old, they shot the 16-year-old, but he didn't die. Bad situation, amen.
Amen.
children killing children, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Not only that, you know, when we go to, I believe in the scripture there, it talks about in First Timothy, you know, when it's talking about the coming, God time of his coming, you know, you need to look at some of the signs and things that are taking place in the world today. And one of the signs, well, there's going to be violence in the land, amen, praise God. There's going to be pressure. You know, you don't realize that the virus that's going on, that's a precedent that God sent for judgment to let you, to warn us, to let us know that he's coming. And we know that the Lord is coming, but are you sure he with you? See, if you know that he's with you, then you don't have to worry about those things, amen, because something good is getting ready to happen to you, amen, and something drastic is getting ready to happen to the world. For those who don't know Jesus, amen, praise God, it's going to be a wrath against those that don't know Jesus or don't have Jesus, but it's going to be a blessing to those that know Jesus. If you know Jesus today, amen, you are right about the things that's coming on. He said, when you see all these things start coming to pass, he said, look up for you. Get ready to be redeemed. Praise God. I tell you, that's a hand praise to know if Jesus is with you, no matter how many of these things that are coming against you, no matter what's going on in the world, amen. He said, I'm going to deliver you, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus delivering, because I know he's with me, amen. Praise God. Now, I know a lot of times we look in the Bible, amen. You look at Romans 8 and 31. Romans 8 and 31 said, if God be with you, he's more than everything that can come against me. But you got to know he's with you, amen. See, that is the thing that we talk about. We have to know that God is with us, because if God be for us, he's more than everything else that's coming against you. Come on, give God a hand. Praise, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know that God is with you, amen, and he's more than everything else that can come against you, amen. You see, that's a shouting thing for us, but that's a woe to the world.
That's right.
It's a woe unto the world, amen. Amen. I'm getting ready to come, and when I come, I'm not coming as the lamb. I'm coming as a lion, amen. I'm coming to devour, amen. I'm coming to tear, amen. I'm coming to destroy. I come to bring destruction. So woe unto those who are in the world, but, amen, it's a shouting thing for the people of God, because, amen, he's coming to deliver you. You see, that is what I was looking at, that I could be happy and rejoice about, because I know that he's with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't want to wait to the end of the thing and then go back and try to find Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there's so many of us wait too long to try to find out if he's with us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wait to the end of the thing. I don't want to be like the five wise virgin and the five foolish and realize when the bridegroom came, they wasn't ready.
Right.
They didn't have no oil in the lamp. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they got left behind. I tell you, I don't want to be left behind today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want the door to be closed on me. I want to get it right now. Ooh, it's kind of woozy. Oh, Jesus. Feeling kind of woozy here.
Okay.
Amen. But I know you're with me. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Let me take a little rest.
Request right now, God, in your precious name. We know you are a healer. We send healing virtue through that church right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Thank y'all for those prayers. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So he's with you. You got to know that he's with you. Amen. And that is the thing we always want to know. We want to know that Jesus is with us. So praise God for Jesus being with us. I know he's with us. Amen. Yeah. This is how we know that. We have to look at the word of God to see if Jesus is with us. Amen. And because Jesus is with us, amen. Well, we need to turn to 1 John today. We're going to look at what the Word says about it to know that Jesus is with you, amen. You see, you can be sure that Jesus is with us. When John wrote 1 John, John was trying to encourage the people, amen, so that they wouldn't be worried about what's going on. They wouldn't be worried about what's going on in the world because they knew that Jesus was with them, amen. Amen. And I want to make sure that Jesus is with me. And so I have to go back and check to see that Jesus is with me because I can't see that Jesus is with me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I got to know for sure. And John, I want y'all to look at the Word of God because this is how you tell whether or not Jesus is with you by the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. First John, let's see. Amen. Praise God. Amen. First John. I don't know, Twitch is popping off me. Verse 19, amen. First John chapter 3, verse 19, we want to look at the Word of God to make sure. This is how John said we can know that he's with us because we don't want to be left behind. Nobody wants to be left behind, amen. Praise God. Nobody want to miss out on Jesus when he comes. 1 John chapter 3, took a page that reads.
Verse 19. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and we assure our hearts before him.
Hold on. Hereby we know that we are of the truth. You got to know you are the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, amen. And if you got truth on your side, amen. Praise God. Then you know he's with you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times people got things with them, but they don't have the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It says that Mary and Joseph, they supposed that Jesus was with them, but they didn't know that. But they didn't take time to look and see that he wasn't with them, so they had to go back. Amen. You don't want to be one of those who thinking that Jesus with you and you haven't went and checked to see if Jesus with you. If you check out the Word of God, the Word of God can tell you whether or not he's with you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the word assured there in verse 19, you know, when you look at the word assured, I had to look the word up because I was kind of thinking about this myself to make sure that Jesus was with me. So I wanted to be assured about it. I wanted to know for sure. I didn't want to suppose, amen, because we got too many people supposing something here today. And when we talk about supposing, all that is a matter of opinion, amen. That's a matter of your opinion. But your opinion might not be God's opinion, amen. And your way might not be God's way. So I need to make sure that I'm in the way with God, amen. And when I say I'm in the way, Jesus is the way. So I want to make sure I'm in Jesus and Jesus is with me. So I have to go back and make sure that God is with me. So I went back to check, amen, to see whether or not he was with me, amen. Most people are not going back because sometimes they're playing around and then you get to playing around like Samson, amen. Samson got to playing around in sin and got to playing around with Delilah, amen. And all of a sudden, Delilah told Samson, the Philistines is upon you, Samson, and he jumped up when he thought he was going to jump up, just like he always did because he thought God was still with him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was playing around with sin, amen, playing around with Delilah, and all of a sudden, because when you're playing around in sin, all of a sudden you might not have recognized since you've been playing in sin that God left you because you was in sin, amen. And because he left you, and all of a sudden Samson jumped up and he thought that he was going to do just like he always has done. But the Bible says he knew not that the God had departed from him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, when we get to deal and dabble in sin and playing with sin, and just because it didn't happen the first time, just because it didn't happen the second time, but the third time might be the last time, amen. And so we better come on out of sin because we see God is getting ready to come soon, amen. And because he's getting ready to come soon, then we need to check ourselves before we get into something.
something, because you might jump up and be like Samson and realize that what? God has departed from him.
Yes.
He didn't know God has departed from him. And he thought that he was all right. And a lot of us might be thinking that we are all right, but even though we are thinking that we are all right, but have you went back and checked your Holy Ghost out? Hallelujah. Have you went back and checked yourself out? Amen. Have you repented of your sin? Are you doing what's right? But you got to be careful with this thing, because you might be just like Samson and jump up and thought that he's going to do as he always has done, but God has departed from him.
Amen.
This is why I'm saying this today, because I want to know, are you sure that he's with you? Amen. You can't be assuming things like Joseph and Mary. Joseph and Mary was assuming that Jesus was with them, but they didn't know.
No.
This is why John want to come, and this is how John want to let us know. This is how you know. This is how you can be assured that he's with you, amen. You need to check out and see, amen, if he's with you. I looked up the word that assured is to mean be sure. Amen. Hallelujah. Or something. Be certain about it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, most of the time, if you're not certain about something, you see, when you're not certain, you have you walking in fear and condemnation, amen, of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're walking in fear and condemnation, it means that there's something that you're not sure about. And if you don't want to walk in fear and condemnation, then if you're sure, you won't walk in fear and condemnation, amen. But you'll be certain about things, amen. You got to be careful now. If we keep playing around, we got to do things the way God wants us to do it and not just assume that it's right. Sometimes we can assume something is right and then find out later on it's not right.
Amen.
It wasn't right. A lot of people want to serve God, but I always ask the question, if you're serving God, but are you serving God right? Amen. You can be trying to serve God, but you're not serving God right. You can think that you're somewhere that you're not, amen, because you're not doing it right, you know. And just because you did something, it don't mean that you did it right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. Thank God. Let's get it right in these last days, because if we know he's soon to come, amen, I don't want to go all the way. I don't want to make that journey and then get there and find out that the door has been closed and God is not with me, and I don't have a key to get in. You know, that gave me a thought this morning after I got locked out and went out the door and didn't take the key with me. And got outside, I'm out there beating on the door, trying to get in, and let me in. You see, it's going to be the same way.
Hallelujah. That's right.
And it took a while for me to get in, too. I don't know whether they heard me or not. For a while I was there, they didn't hear me. You got to realize that something that when you get to the door and the door gets closed and you don't have a key to get in, amen, they're not going to hear you on the other side. You're going to be left out. I would hate to be left out, amen, out of the door. I heard what David said. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to be in the tents of the wicked. You know, doorkeepers wasn't no good job, amen, in those days. Being a doorkeeper, whenever somebody came in, and there was a man standing there, and he had to check and make sure you have all of your goods, because if you didn't have all of your goods, he wouldn't let you in. Well, we got to make sure we got all of our goods, amen, because you one less, amen. But Jesus, the thing that Jesus said, I'll come and make up the rest, amen. We all fall short of the glory of God, but if Jesus is with you, he said, I'll make up the difference.
Yeah. That's right.
I'll make up the difference, amen. And so I know my pocket is a little lower than I don't quite have enough to pay as I ought to pay, amen. Praise God. Amen. I got a little money, but I don't have enough, amen, to amen. And I said, Jesus will make up your difference, amen. If you don't have enough, amen, he said, I'll bring the rest, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. But you got to know that he's with you, because if you don't realize, you know that he ain't with you, amen, as you get to the door, you start saying, and you don't have enough to get in, it's going to be troubling on your life, amen. But God said, I want you to be assured of your heart. This is the confidence of the word of God to know whether or not he's with you, because he said, I'll be a confidence to you, amen. I'm with you, amen. If I'm with you, I stay with you, amen. I'll be with you even to the end, and even when you get to the door, I'll be at the door to let you in, but you got to make sure he's with you.
Amen.
Look at what John said. Continue to read that again. Verse 19.
And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and to assure our hearts before him.
Hereby we know, so you got to know that you're of the truth. If a lot of people are supposedly at the truth, but they're not quite sure. They're wavering. They're thinking, but they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're walking with God, we got to know that we are the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're not of the truth, you need to get the truth. Amen. And Jesus is the truth, so we need to get Jesus, amen, in order for us to know, amen. Listen to what it says. Keep on reading, just say.
But if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
If your heart condemns you. Now, when we talk about your heart condemning you, amen, praise God. To condemn is to be declared reprehensible. To be made wrong or evil by weighing evidence, to pronounce guilty, means you've been convicted, means you've been sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart condemning you. Amen.
Amen.
When your heart condemns you, amen, but they say God is greater than your heart, amen.
Yeah.
You see, one of the things, the reason we get baptized, amen, I believe that First Peter 3:24, lets us know that this is why we get baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The reason we get baptized is because baptism, amen, will relieve your conscience of his guilt.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to say, if you've been baptized in Jesus' name, your guilt has been released, amen. Your conscience has condemned you, amen. The only other thing that will condemn you when you're in sin and know you're in sin, then your heart's going to condemn you.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, when you're doing wrong, your heart's going to tell you that it's wrong, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're doing wrong, and all of a sudden now you're going against your heart, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's letting you know, hey, you're in sin. You're in sin, and you need to come out.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Read in the book of Romans chapter 8 that there is now no condemnation to those who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we walk in after the Spirit, then your heart ain't going to condemn you for doing what's right. Amen. Your heart is only going to condemn you for doing what's wrong. Amen. And knowing what's wrong and continue to do it is going to condemn you. But if you're walking upright and know that God is with you, amen, that there's no condemnation, because if I know God is for me, what? He's more than everything else. He's more than even my mind that is against me. I say, the word of God, amen, I'm standing up for you, amen. The word of God will fight against condemnation of your mind with your mind calling you guilty and saying that you're not right, you're not ready, amen, for the coming of the Lord. But the word of God will help you condemn that mind.
Hallelujah.
That's trying to condemn you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
If we know that our hearts condemn, but read on, sister. First John chapter 3, we're going to read what the Bible says, amen, because sometimes we don't like to hear what the Bible says, and we don't want to hear what people say, because sometimes people, they don't even know if Jesus is with them. Read on.
Verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we covered this toward God.
This is when you got confidence toward God, because your heart ain't convicted.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing anything. If your heart is condemned you, you know you're doing something wrong. But if it's not condemned you, that means you're walking in all that you know with God. Amen. You're doing everything that you know to do. But if not, then you're not mean that you're not doing everything that you know to do that is right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If it don't condemn you, I must be all right. I'm trying to say if your heart ain't condemned you, what did John say about that? If your heart don't condemn you, what?
And we have confidence.
I got some confidence. This is how you have confidence and know that Jesus is with you, because my heart is not condemning me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, I haven't done anything to any of y'all. Amen. And my heart don't condemn me because I know I haven't done anything to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to know that you're doing what's right and your heart is not going to condemn you. Therefore, you know you got confidence. See, when you got confidence, you know you're with you.
Amen.
So when you're not in confidence, then you fall short because you're not for sure.
That's right.
You'll be just like Samson, or you'll be just like Joseph and Mary. They didn't know that Jesus wasn't with them.
Mm-hmm.
They only thought that he was with them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be a people like that thinking that Jesus is with them when he's not. We don't.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
If you got confidence toward God, you already know when you pray. Come on, somebody. Amen. When you pray, it's going to be all right. You already know, amen. And when you got confidence in God, when you pray, you already know you're going to get an answer, amen. You're not worried about whether or not you're going to get the answer. You know you're going to get an answer because if we ask him to turn the corner to his will, we know that he hears, amen. I'm not worried. I'm confident that when I pray, amen, he's with me. I'm already confident that when he calls, he's going to save me, because if he promised me he's going to do it, God will do what he said he was going to do, amen. But you got to make sure.
Yeah.
That he with you.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. We have confidence when you walk with us right. Amen.
Yes.
We have confidence when we're doing the right thing. And when we're doing the right thing, we got confidence in God. Amen. When we're doing what's right, we know he's going to be there for us. We know he's going to help us. Amen. We know he's going to deliver us. When you got confidence, there's no fear.
Amen.
There's no fear in love. There's no fear in God. Amen.
Yes.
Because we know that he loves us. Amen.
Yes.
And I got confidence in the love that he has for us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Read on, Sister Paige.
And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave a commandment.
Yes. What is that? This is confidence. Keep on.
And he that keepeth his commandments dwell in him.
And he that keepeth his commandments dwell in him. Now, if you are not doing what you know is right to do, not obeying the commandments, amen, then you don't have no confidence in God. You're going to repent. You're going to get things right. Now, I don't mean wait till tomorrow. We need to get it right today, because tomorrow is not promised to you, amen.
Amen.
And because tomorrow is not promised to you, I need to get it right today, Jim. I want to make sure that he's with me.
Yes.
You don't want to go around assuming that he's there.
Mm-mm.
You want to know that he's there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
When I go to the store, I have to check my pocket out sometimes. When I pick up some stuff, I want to make sure I got some money in it, because I don't want them to think I'm stealing. I don't want to go to jail, amen. I want to make sure, amen. I don't know how many times, you know, some of y'all left home and you thought you was ready, amen, and went outside and didn't have your head on. And all of a sudden, you felt your head and realized you didn't have your head on. You had to go back in and get your hair. You see, you thought you had your head on, so when you got outside to the car and you was getting ready to go, and all of a sudden you realized you didn't have your head on, you had to go back and get your head, amen. You see, you better feel your head, amen. You better check your head to see what
commandments dwells in him, and he in him.
Those that keep his commandments, he said, what? Dwell in him, amen. And he in you. I mean, see, that's when you come. See, you got to be keeping the commandments to know whether or not he's there, because, you know, you get off the commandments and start doing what you want to do and not what he wants you to do, and he might just move to the side for a little while, and you thinking that he's with you in the work that you're doing and the stuff that you're doing. You think that he's with you, amen. Praise God. Amen. So, yeah. What you're thinking, the page says God don't dwell in unclean temple, amen. You know what I'm saying, you know. But you need to check yourself to make sure.
Amen.
That you're doing what's right, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be checked up and then thank you, ready. You can't be committing adultery and thank you, ready. You just fooling yourself, amen. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You may be doing just what you want to do and thank you, ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just fooling yourself, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God said, I'm with you when you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't with God, then he ain't with you, amen. He's with you because you're with him. And so we've got to make sure that God is with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read on, sister.
And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he
has
given us.
This is how we know. No, hereby being. This is how you know. This is how you know he's with you. We know that he's with you because of the Spirit that is in you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is why Jesus went away, because he wanted to send back the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, so I'm going to send back the Holy Ghost so that I can be in you and you can be in me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I mean, I'm going to be in you and you're going to be in me.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is how you know. This is how you know. You see, if the Spirit ain't in you, then you're not quite sure about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's how you make sure, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Ghost is with you, when the Holy Ghost is in you, this is how we make sure that he's in you. This is how we know. I don't know any other way that anybody has ever told me another way. Maybe that's another way that somebody told you, but this is what the Bible says. This is how you know. This is how you know. To make sure that he's with you, you got to make sure that the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. And then the groceries on the inside, when he comes on the inside, he says, I'm going to abide with you. I won't leave you, but I'll be with you forever.
Amen.
So that means that Jesus will be with me to the end of my journey because of the Spirit that is in me, amen. We need to make sure that the Spirit is in us, amen. Because this is, God is telling you, this is how you know.
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus with you, amen.
That's right.
See, you can't be assuming like Mary and Joseph that he was with them and had made the journey with them. They were just assuming he was there. They didn't check to see whether or not he was there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't know how many on the line today have you checked lately to see. Well, where do I make my check? I got to go back to the Word of God to make my check, because this is the instruction book, amen.
Mm-hmm.
These are the instructions that God give us and tell us what it is that we need so that he'll be with us, amen. And then if we're not abiding by the Word, amen, then when you go back and check the Word and see, and the only way you can know for sure, because this is his Word and this is what he requires, and because this is what he requires, then this is what you have to do. You can just assume to say, I'm going to take this part, but I ain't going to do that. I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. God won't follow. God wants somebody to follow him all the way, amen. Not just do some of it, but not do all of it. What happened to Saul? When we think about Saul, when I do battle, Samuel told Saul, go out and get everything, Saul. I don't want you to leave nothing. Paul said, okay, Samuel, I'm going to do what the Lord has said. Samuel went, Paul went to war, and he destroyed almost everybody.
Yes.
But then he brings the king back and brings some sheep back. And all of a sudden, Samuel comes to Saul and says, well, Saul, then God tells you to kill everything, because the things you don't kill out today, you're going to have a fight them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
The things that you don't kill out today, you're going to have to fight them tomorrow, amen. But if you kill them now, you have to deal with them later on, amen. You see, this is why even David had to go back and fight the Amalekites, because Saul didn't kill all of them, amen. If you did what God said to you, amen, that was in peace in the land, that was in a, that was a war, and it didn't have to be if you had did it when God told him to do it, amen. I'm trying to say, if you do what God said you to do in the beginning, you don't have to worry about it at the end.
That's right, amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. This is how we know. That's what the Bible says. Hereby we know that God, this is how you know that God is with you. Amen. Jump right over to 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. I'm giving you the word. This is how John says you can know.
Okay.
Amen. Verse 12. First John chapter four.
Okay.
On the back side then. First John chapter 12. Amen. Give you a little time to get it, amen, because we don't want to be assuming, amen. Brother.
Nobody
has seen God. God is like the wind. You see it. You see the wind moving the tree. You see the wind having a tornado. You see hurricanes. Amen. It's just like the wind. You don't see it, but you can see its works.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God, it is. We can see God at work. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God changed your life. You didn't see God, but you know he changed your life, amen. Amen. Praise God. You didn't say it, amen, when he healed your body, but he was at work, amen. Praise God. You didn't say it, amen, praise God. But when he brought you through, you didn't know how he brought you through, but he brought you through. You didn't say it, amen. This is why they said faith, amen, when we walk by faith and not by sight, amen. And then just because I see him, didn't see him, don't mean he wasn't there. And even though I can't see him, the word of God tells me he's there, amen. The word says he's everywhere, amen. God is omnipotent, amen. He can be all places at the same time. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
He can be in all places at the same time. And even though you don't see him, we know he's there. Why is he there? Because his word says he's there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't see the angels, but they're here, amen. Come on. The Bible said that the angels and felt round about them that fear the name of the Lord. I can't see no angels, amen, with my naked eye, but because the word says that is there, I can see that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Read on. If we love one another, now, here's the thing right here, now. Do you love one another? Do you love your brother? Do you love your sister? Or are you at odds with them? Come on, if I'm at odds with my brother, God ain't in that. If I'm cursing my brother, God ain't in that. If I'm slandering my brother, God ain't in that.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
If you're adulterating and fornicating, God ain't in there. You're in something that God ain't in. You say, well, I'm in it, but God ain't in it with you.
Mm-hmm.
He backed off. I'll wait till you come back. Come on back, amen. Come on back. Come on back, Israel, you backsliding helper. You come on back, Israel. It's in the Bible, amen. Come on back, Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Come on back. Y'all need to come on back to God now. Make sure that you're with it.
Amen.
Come on out of that sin, amen. Separate yourself from the world. Come out from amongst them. And be your separated, said the Lord, and I will receive you unto myself. If you don't come out, get in there. Amen. He said you to come out. He didn't say I'm coming in to get you, but come out. You're in a place that I'm not. You're doing things that I'm not with you, amen. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm only with you when you're loving one another. I'm only with you when you're at peace with one another. Mm-hmm. We got to be at peace with one another in these last days because Jesus is soon to come, and I want to make sure he's with me, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Yeah, amen. When you're in the bed with that woman or in the bed with that man, he said, I'm not with you in that. I'm not with you in that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I know you said you're loving her, but that ain't the way I told you to love her. I told you to marry her if you want to love her.
Amen.
And right, what's this second up stuff, man? Come on out. Now come out of that, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not with you in that stuff you're doing, amen. And then you disgrace me.
Yeah.
You're doing things that the world sees you doing, and the world even knows it's not right. But you're still doing it in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to be a witness. God said, I'm not in that. Hallelujah. I'm not with that stuff that women men looking like women. I'm not in that, amen. I'm not in that you men got on those earrings like a woman, amen. I'm not in all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does it matter? You see, that's the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do what we want to do. And don't want nobody to talk about the elephant in the room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, just the elephant in the room, you know. Those are matters we don't want to talk about, amen. When we got problems, we don't want to talk about it. Or we don't want nobody to talk about you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Amen.
See, that's the elephant in the church, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to do what they want to do and don't want nobody to talk about it.
Amen.
Amen.
The elephant in the room, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not as at hand, but we don't want to speak about it, amen. Come on, we got to address the elephant, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we got things going on in the church and nobody want to talk about it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because we so divided among one another that so churches became burned up, amen.
That's right.
The elephant in the room. Did you finish that? Hereby we know. Read up.
Okay.
It's time to quit.
His love is perfected in us.
His love is perfected in us. Read on. But this is how you know.
No, hereby know. We that we dwell in him.
Hereby we know that we dwell. Not might be, not supposed to be. Not supposed that he's with us, but this is how we know.
And he in us.
And he in us.
Because he has given us of his spirit.
How do we know it?
He has given his spirit.
He has given us his spirit. That's how you know it.
Mm-hmm.
People can be assuming they're right, but they might not be right. No, the elephant in the room. Acts chapter 19, so we can still finish it up. Acts chapter 19 can be an elephant in the room, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that people don't like to talk about.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
This might be a subject people don't like to talk about, amen. And this might be a subject that divides us too, amen. And even though it's in the word, but we'll be divided over the word, amen.
Amen.
I try to say God ain't in that, amen.
Amen.
God ain't with you when you're supposing something to be.
Mm-hmm.
God is only with you when you know something to be, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 19, Sister Page, we want to read it because it's the elephant in the room.
Verse 1.
Yeah.
While Paul was at Corinth,
Paul,
having passed through the upper coast,
came to Ephesus. Paul,
and found his
certain disciples. He found some disciples. These were disciples who had been taught with Jesus, but there was a few things that they supposed to be, but it wasn't. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? They found some disciples. I mean, they knew about Jesus. Amen. Praise God. But they knew he was coming.
Right.
But they knew all that stuff, that he was coming and he was there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But because there were some things that they didn't know, they weren't sure about, amen.
Amen.
They thought they knew it. They thought they had it right.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to what he said.
And he said unto them.
And he said unto them.
And you received the Holy Ghost.
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Because there's a lot of people, amen, they think they right, you know.
Amen.
I mean, they did one thing right. They did one part of it right.
Mm-hmm.
But they got baptized in water. That was right, you know.
Yes.
Amen. What wasn't you're supposed to get baptized, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul wanted to ask them then, well, have you received the, what did you say?
Have you received it since you believed?
He just said that they wasn't believing, did he? He didn't say that they wasn't believers. But he said, I want to know, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Read on.
And they said unto him.
And they said unto him.
We have not so much as heard that there be in the Holy Ghost.
You see, they didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know. See, there's a lot of people right now, amen, that they're trying to walk with God, and they want to walk with God, right? But they this is the subject right here, the elephant in the room that a lot of people don't know about.
Amen.
They think they right. They did what they know to do was right, but they didn't go back and check what the word said about it and whether or not God was with them so they could be sure about it. See, this is what Paul was trying to let us know about it. It's when you look at what John said, we know that he's with us because what? Of the spirit that he gave us, amen. And so there's a lot of people trying to walk with God today. They're thinking that they're right, but they didn't go back to look.
Yeah.
They didn't go back in their Bibles and check to see if they have it right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, we're not going back to the Word of God to check and see if we got it right. I would hate to make this journey. I would hate to be trying to walk with Jesus for 3 days and then turn around and realize that when I get to the house of God, I get to the kingdom of God, I get to the door, I realize I don't have the key to get in.
Amen.
Just like they did in Noah's time. Everybody was... And Noah said, too late.
It was shut.
The door was shut. How he locked the door, God locked it.
Amen. God like told me open.
Hallelujah. When God locks the door is locked.
Yeah.
And the only way you can get in, you got to have the key. I'm proud to tell somebody today, Jesus is your key to get into the door because he stands at the door and he said, hold it through me till you get in. And if I'm not with you, you can't get in. Too late. Read on.
He said unto them, unto what then were you baptized?
I know the elephant in the room. Especially that people don't like to talk about baptism. You got some people saying you don't need to be baptized. And you just saw that your conscience condemning you, one will wash the conscience away. That baptism is the answer of a good conscience toward God, amen. So I need to have a good conscience. Because if I don't have a good conscience, amen, things go, what's the problem? I have a good conscience? My conscience is going to condemn me. If your conscience condemns you, that means your heart ain't right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your heart ain't right. And God said it's not on the outward appearance, but what? God's looking at your heart. So I've got to get my heart right, amen. I've got to make sure this conscience is good right. I need to do what's necessary to get my conscience right so that what? My conscience won't condemn me. And then if my conscience don't condemn me, amen, I know then, amen, it's all right. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I know it's all right. Come on. If you know it's all right, go and give God a hand praise like that. Hallelujah. Because you know what the word said is right, and I can have my assurance. No, your assurance comes from the word of God, and God sent you a letter declaring you what it is, what he desired, what he declared, and what he wants, and how you can know. And therefore, you can be like Paul. Well, I'm ready. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. He wouldn't even worry about dying no more.
Amen.
If God was with you, you wouldn't even have to worry about dying no more. Because on the third day, you're going to resurrect from the grave. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said the third day is resurrection day. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, thank God to be shouting, amen. Thank God to be praising God on this, amen.
Hallelujah.
Who's ever good, Sister Paige? The elephant in the room.
And he said unto them, what then were you baptized?
So how was you baptized? How was you baptized, the elephant in the room? And they what?
And they said unto John baptism.
And they said unto now, at the time they did, it was right to get baptized in John baptism, amen.
Mm-hmm.
At that time. And they thought they had did it right.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul got to come back and correct them to let them know this is how you do it. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Praise God. I'm trying to tell you how to do it so you can make it right, so that you can know that Jesus is with you, amen.
Yeah.
You don't have to be standing on the outside trying to get in. This is how you get in, and this is how you do it, amen. And so Paul was saying, this is how you're supposed to do it. I know how, you see, Mary and Joseph were supposing.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So when they took a look, they found out he wasn't with them. And so here they are, they've done something good, amen. But they didn't know. But this is how you know. You go back and check the book out and see did I do it right. Because a lot of us been baptized, but maybe you ain't been baptized right.
Amen. That's right.
And if it didn't matter right here, why would Paul address the question?
Amen.
There isn't in the room.
Amen.
Amen. But there's something that nobody wants to talk about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is a something that divides churches, amen.
Right.
What? This scripture, these scriptures right here, divide churches, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got the Baptist church, don't believe it. Some of them don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't believe nothing is necessary but to get baptized.
Right.
Jesus said in St. John 3:5, you must be born of water and the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
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 Look. He even said, might be. He even said, I think I'd be. So he said, must be.
Must be.
Must be. If that's no other way then, and he said, must be, how are you going to do one part of it and then don't get the other part right? I would say, out of Jesus' side came blood and water. If there was no water in the blood would have dried up. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Come on in. If there's no water with the blood will dry up. And if you can't put the blood out in the sun, we got to, what kind of work you do, baby? We got to watch our sister in here. And he know about that. You take that water out of that blood, what does it do? It dries up. And if you take the blood out of the water, amen, all it's doing is going to dry up. You can't be baptized in no dry stuff, amen. You can't go down and come back up live again in no dry stuff, amen. This is why God uses water, because you can part the water, amen, and then come back up again live and forevermore. You see, this is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Finish reading so I can get through to the page.
Yes, that's all.
Then said Paul,
John did it baptized with the baptism of repentance.
John did it that way, amen.
Saying unto the people,
saying to the people,
they should believe on him which should come after him.
Now he said, I didn't tell y'all to make no religion on me. I didn't tell you to build no church on me. I didn't tell y'all to do none of that. I didn't tell yourself to call yourself John the Baptist. You don't belong to John the Baptist no more. John the Baptist died and he didn't resurrect.
Mm-hmm.
He was a mighty man of God. He preached mighty the word of God. Yes, yes. John the Baptist, Jesus said, this is Elijah that just come, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He came to introduce me. He didn't come to be me. He came to introduce everybody to me. And he didn't tell you, amen, to believe on him. Well, what did he say? He told you to do what?
Come after him,
David, on Christ. They're supposed to believe on Christ Jesus, not build a church on me. Not build a religion on me. Not build a faith on me. never told nobody to do that. See, we got a lot of people. A lot of people don't miss God. The Presbyterians and a lot of people don't miss God because they what they were doing, what they are doing, they are supposing that is right. But they didn't go back and check to see was it right. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Can you see how many people are going to miss God because they supposed something to be right and didn't know that it was right? Can you see how many people are going to miss God in this last days, amen, because they thought they was right and didn't take time to go back and look and check to see was it right? Can you see?
Amen.
Read on, sister.
When they realized
that they wasn't right, hallelujah. But that's the problem we have. That's the elephant in the room. When a lot of people don't realize that this is not right, they don't do nothing about it. They just keep on assuming that they're going to get in. They just don't keep on assuming they're going to do it right. And then they're going to... When they get to the door, they can't get in. Oh, how many millions of people that is in this state today that are going around assuming that it's right and don't know for sure that it's right. And they don't realize, they ain't going to realize till they get to the door to try to get in and they don't have a key. And then they're going to be crying and gnashing of teeth. They're going to be weeping and hollering and say, did not we do this and that for you, Jesus? He's going to say, yeah, you did. Did not we do all this for you, Jesus? Yeah, you did. Did not we preach in your name? Did not we cast out demons? Did not we repair? He said, away from me, you're working with me, missing me, because when I told you what was right, you didn't do it. Oh. It's going to be sad. Well, you know, Jesus ain't going to just keep me out just because I didn't do that. Really? You know, we got people to say that. We got people supposed to be saved say that. You think Jesus is going to keep me out just because I didn't get no water? Paul lost the kingdom, and all he did, he just didn't kill everybody, but he got... He got left out, didn't he? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What was it? He didn't do all what God told him to.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want you to be part of it. He said do all of it. And we got people going to miss the kingdom because they didn't do all of it. They went back and looked and saw what was right, but what they wanted to do, they just wanted to do what they wanted to do and do it their way and not God's way, and then wonder why God leaves them out. You are disobedient. That's why I left you out. I told you to do something and you didn't do it. You just supposed that I was going to let you in. And now we'd have made this three-day journey. Three-day journey, amen. Somebody said, why is it a three-day journey, amen? The Bible said one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day, amen. Praise God. And we're nearing the third day right now. It's been 2,000 and some years. Since Jesus died and resurrected, amen, we entered into the third day. And you're going to wait till you get that down to the third day before you realize Jesus ain't with you. Oh, is it going to be sad?
Yes, it is.
A sad day and a sad time for you to go a three-day journey, 3,000 years, and realize Jesus ain't with you. You need to check it out now to see. Get this elephant out the room. Read on. How did he say do it?
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
They got rebaptized. They got rebaptized, didn't they? People said, well, I don't need to do it no more. Well, why did they? If there was no need for them to do it no more, why is it that they did it again if there was no need?
Mm-hmm.
They must have knew something, amen. Let me get it right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure. You know, I would rather get to the door and not need it than to need it and not have it. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Would you rather be that way? I would rather get there and have my key rather than not have it and need it to get in. I don't want to wait till I get to the end to make sure things are right. I need to start to see if things right now, I don't want to wait till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Read on, sister. Let's see what they did. When they heard this,
they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
So how did they get baptized?
In the name of the Lord.
They got baptized in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we got people going right now. They had a fedendera. He said that they need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And they got baptized. There wasn't no name called over there in their baptism. They wasn't right. John the Baptist, it didn't say John the Baptist called no name over nobody here. It didn't say John the Baptist baptized in no name, didn't it? He just baptized him under repentance, amen. But I don't see in the Bible where he used the name. So here's now Paul trying to let them know, you need to baptize in the name. What is his name? What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Almighty name, Jesus.
Read on.
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them.
When he laid his hand on them.
The Holy Ghost came
on them. The promise that Jesus said was going to come. This is the promise of the Holy Spirit that Jesus said would come. When I'm gone, if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come unto you. But if I go away, I'm going to send him to you that he might abide with you and be in you, amen. And so this was the promise of the coming of the Holy Ghost. Are you sure Jesus is with you? Do you have the Holy Ghost? John said, this is how we know you is by the Spirit that he gave us. Read on. I'm going to quit.
And they spake with
tongues
and prophesied.
Well, what did they do?
They spake with tongues and prophesied.
They spake with tongues and
prophesied.
They spake with tongues. How did they know the Holy Ghost came in Acts chapter 2, verse 38? 2 and 37, 30. They spake with tongues. The Spirit of God gave them out. That's the first church. I don't know how you can change that when the first church did it. The last church ought to be doing the same thing the first church because there's only one church.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one faith, one baptism, one church. But the elephant in the room keeps the church divided.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to continue to stay divided or are we going to come together with the word? Are we going to do what the word says, or are you going to be left without Jesus? You're going to get to the heavenly gate and find out you didn't do it right.
Amen.
You were just like Samson. You thought.
That was the gift of thinking.
You thought that he knew not. No, he knew not. But the Lord had the party from him. Amen. Amen. Let's get it together, church. Let's go back and look at the scriptures and see what the scriptures say to make sure. You don't want to assume that something is right. You want to know it's right. And if you haven't done what's right, then you need to get in line to get what's right. Why you got time? Is there somebody today, online or in the church, somebody today? I pray, God, that this word sunk in, amen. Because we got a people assuming things or supposing things to be so and not going back and looking at the word to see is it so.
Yes,
don't waste your time like Mary and Joseph did going a whole 3 days journey and find out they got to walk 3 days back now. And by the time you get back there, Jesus might be gone. Father God, I thank you for this word today for all the people that have heard this word. Lord, may this word sink into their hearts. May they be moved to do what you said. May they stop assuming what's right and do what's right, Lord. May they stop looking at your word and count it as nothing, Lord. You said what you wanted to say, and you wanted to be done what you asked for it to be done. And Father, I'm asking that the people will obey that we. I want to include myself in that, that we will obey your word and do what's right. And we give you thanks, O Lord, for blessing us and leading us in the truth of your word. And we give praise now in Jesus' name. And everybody say,
amen.
Everybody say, amen, amen.
We're going to have a little communion today, amen, for the those who are here. We're going to be quick with it, amen. We're not going to take up all of your time, but I thank you for your patience and waiting here today. And we're going to give glory and honor for the word of God and the people of God today. Amen, amen. And those of you on the line, I'm asking that today you can, if you have a testimony you want to give, I allow you this time, amen, for a testimony while we get things together. Who's going to be first today?
I just want to thank God for the wood.
Go ahead.
Thank God for the green the wood. God is good. He woke me up this morning, got me started on this new day. God is good. You can't beat God. We are God people. And I've been listening to some of the things, but I ain't not going to it. But
you can see
Matthew 24:4-6. That's what I was going to say, but I'm not going to go into it. I just want to thank God for my wife, for my children. We all alive in God's name. My brother and sister ain't got no bad news from nobody.
Amen.
God is good. And I ask
Amen.
The man to keep the word, keep it up, and praise God.
Amen. Is there any more testimonies?
Blessed be the name of the Lord. General.
Attention. Amen.
Thank God for the word of today. The elephant be in the room, and nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the room. But thank God he got some preachers that'll talk about the elephant in the room.
Amen.
And thank God that we're going to talk about the elephant in the room. The elephant don't scare me. Thank God
Hallelujah.
We got to dress the elephant just like you got to dress anything else. And some of these hard-headed, stiff-necked people don't want to come to terms that you've been baptized wrong. You know, and you got to question, you know, a lot of things when people say. I mean, you say you're following God. Well, follow God all the way, because there's some things that you must do in order to be saved.
Amen. Amen.
There's some things that you must do in order to be saved. And so if you don't want to follow the word of God, if you don't believe the word of God, then I recommend strongly that you just put your Bible down and go to hell for free.
Amen. Amen.
Straight up. Put your Bible down.
Amen.
And because if you ain't following the word of God, that's where you're going to end up at. So go the right way. Like Pastor Faye said, go back and search the scriptures. God says, save yourself. Examine the word to see that you be in the faith.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We off the word on today. General, you up for the half chameleon?
Yes.
Don't get drunk over there now.
Go get your glass and pour some juice in it. You better have communion with us. Anyone that's online to get you a glass, put some juice in it, grape juice in it.
That's wine.
Okay, well, the vision is back.
Well, praise God, all of you online. We're going to pray out, amen, while we finish up. God bless y'all and keep y'all. May the Holy Spirit rest, root, and abide within you henceforth now and forevermore. And may the blessing of God be over your life. And I give praise for the blessing of the word in Jesus' name. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all later.
Amen.
The blood
that Jesus shed for me.
Accept the 2010 BMI Trailblazers of Gospel Award, the incomparable Andre Crouch.